Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And what's up, fellow foodies? Matt Russell broadcasting live for another exciting edition of On the Menu Live, heard every year, every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. How many KNST fans do we have in the house here at Noble Hops? Indeed, the site of our exciting broadcast location, the most delicious hour on radio, in fact, is Noble Hops Gastro Pub in my favorite part of town up here. If you love beer, this is the destination for all things suds, and it's here in Noble Hops on the southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert. They have 175 beers for you to try, and, you know, frankly, I don't even know where to begin. Probably the place to begin is on tap because there's about 28 beers on tap, and the special running for the full hour of this broadcast is quite incredible, fellow foodies. You got to take it. Listen to this. You get an entire Bavarian pretzel appetizer and any of those 28 beers on tap for only $5. If you race down here from now until 6 o'clock, yes, indeed, the Bavarian pretzel appetizer and any one of those gorgeous 28 craft beers on tap for only $5. Anyway, I've taken a couple of weeks off. I've been on the road a bit. Thanks so much to my guest hosts who sat in for me while I was running around the country looking for some great food and some great beer. But anyway, we're back here in the saddle, and I'm bringing on the celebrity co-host for this show, a man that, you know, is one of the busiest palates, I think, here in Southern Arizona. He calls himself the Tucson Foodie, and his name is Adam Lehrman, and he's here with us now. What's up, man?
Oh, you're too kind. It definitely sounds better than it actually is.
I mean, all you got to do is go onto Twitter or go onto Facebook or go onto Google or go onto any of your digital media partner networks and enter in Tucson Foodie, and up you come, the oracle of wisdom of food in this community. How did you get started with that?
Well, it's 2008. I moved back here from San Francisco, which is obviously the hotspot for cutting-edge food, and it was really just me looking for the best food I could find in the city.
Wow, that's great.
And I just started on a whim on Twitter, and it grew and it grew and it grew. I went into Facebook. I got the blog. It just grew and blossomed, and now it's
huge.
It's more than I can handle.
And now you have, whether you know it or not, Adam Lehrman, you are now a key opinion leader, as they say. You are a thought leader in the world of food here in Southern Arizona, and people are actually making decisions about where to go eat or where to go drink based on your analysis and your perspective. How does it make you feel now that you're a legitimate, you know, celebrity here in Southern Arizona?
It doesn't feel like I'm a celebrity. Just don't feed me too much alcohol, because who knows what I'll say.
Yeah, I noticed that, you know, you've shown remarkable restraint. I mean, here we are, you know, at the epicenter of wonderful beer here, really in the entire western United States, and you've chosen a lovely ice water to accompany the broadcast. Where's your beer?
Well, the beer just hasn't come out yet. I'm wondering where that beer is, actually.
You know, we understand Matt McCullough from Finley Distributing is in the house, and he's going to take care of you in just a few minutes. Anyway, it's kind of hard to figure out where you want to start the journey. I mean, this time of year, I'm thinking of, you know, maybe a nice porter, you know, a nice amber, and there's so many beers on the chalkboard, I don't even know where to begin. When you're thinking about good beer, where do you begin at this time of year? Are you more of a light beer guy?
If it's hotter out, I usually start with something lighter, maybe a Belgian wheat or something like that, a white ale.
Nice.
And then but if it's getting later, I'm going into something stout.
Right. So let me ask you this. You know, you spend a lot of time on the culinary scene, you know, really tasting of great restaurants and great cocktails. You know, we've got some widely celebrated mixologists here in this community. Something has to be making food news to Adam Lehrman, the Tucson Foodie, these days. What are some of the headlines? What should people know about the exciting news happening on the streets here in Tucson and of course, Oro Valley, when it comes to the culinary arts?
Well, clearly Noble Hops is leading the pack out in this area of the town.
Right on.
Scott & Company is more impressive downtown area. I mean, their drink menu is something you can't get anywhere in the state that I've seen. Really cutting edge, classic cocktails. Unfortunately, they just lost their main mixologist and the guy who pretty much created their bar program, Kieran, who went up to Portland, Oregon. So Umi Star's opening up over at Campbell. That's an exciting new one.
Asian fusion. I hear they've got some Asian tacos and some Asian hot dogs of all things. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting over there. Were you there for opening night last night?
I was not over there last night. Unfortunately, I was at Fleming's last night.
Oh, you were Fleming's. Yeah. Oh, okay. You know, and how'd you
steakhouse, you know?
Yeah, just a small steakhouse up there on the corner. So what'd you get at Fleming's? Did you have a nice cut of beef up there?
Oh, man, they did a special last night. It included a shrimp bisque or a salad, short ribs on mashed potatoes, filet on garlic mash, and then some kind of shrimp.
Sounds gorgeous. Yeah, they're doing a really good job. You know, one of the things we like to do on this show is to celebrate the local independent restaurants that are really all a part of this wonderful organization called the Tucson Originals. And you know, it's such an important kind of mission. These organizations, 50 restaurants, I think, maybe even more than 50 restaurants, have come together and really helped to promote eating local, eating, you know, independent restaurants, supporting, you know, the families, and, you know, they're raising their kids here in this community. And we just have these great independent restaurants. I'm glad you talked about Scott & Co., you know, for some great cocktails. 47 Scott, you know, another independent restaurant here. We just love everything there is about independent restaurants, and we once a month like to showcase one of the Noble Hops, you know, I think a manifestation of what we mean by local. I mean, Eric Musman, who's going to be on the show here in the second half of the show, is exactly the kind of guy we're talking about. You know, he's a Tucsonan, has this dream, put a partnership together, created this wildly famous concept around Noble Hops, and of course, if you're a Neapolitan pizza enthusiast, Vero Amore really is the only place to go. But I'm glad to hear you know, celebrate the locals.
I remember when Vero Amore opened up. He might not remember talking to me. I believe it was Josh another. Oh, okay. And talking to those guys when they had that location at the original spot at Camp Lowell and Swan, and talking to them about, they went over there, you know, over to Italy and learned how to make official Neapolitan pizza, and I was all about that place when it opened.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, and I love what they say over there, Vero Amore. You know, this is not a place, you know, that you want to take out pizza. I mean, you really got to
go in there.
You have to experience the authenticity of the place. And really, the pizza, from the moment it comes out of that, I think Eric once told me, 1,000-degree oven, you know, you'd be able to eat that within seconds of it coming out of the oven. I mean, that's just gorgeous.
A beautiful pizza, too. The big white, they stretch the mozzarella daily.
They do it right there. Yeah, they do it right there. Okay, so when you're going out to a restaurant, and I would imagine, you know, that now you're not incognito. People are here, meeting you, and, you know, they know you're the Tucson foodie, so you're not kind of hiding in a corner somewhere with a Groucho Marx glasses on trying to stay anonymous. You know, people, you come into a restaurant and people know who you are. What kind of thing, is there sort of a process when you sit down and you say, okay, I'm in the process of putting together, not really a review per se, but to give people an idea of what a restaurant is all about. What are the kinds of things that you think are important, really off the plate or on the plate, when it comes to giving someone a true, you know, a truly excellent culinary experience? What do you look for?
Honestly, to me, it really comes down to the minute you drive into the parking lot. I mean, is it clean? Does it look like a nice place to go? Or do you feel scared? Is the lighting good? And then from the minute you walk into the door, do you feel welcome? Does it feel like a place you want to sit down? Is the lighting good? You know, what's the noise level? To me, that all contributes to it. I mean, are they bringing out a glass like this, or are they bringing out a glass like this?
That's right. Now, if this were a TV show, our listeners would know that, you know, he had his finger dipped in the water glass, you know, on version A, and in version B, it was lovingly presented in a way that would not be intrusive. But you're absolutely right. I mean, great culinary experience is really a surround sound, kind of a multi-dimensional experience. It's not just about a great meal, although if it's not a great meal, it's not a great experience.
Well, I mean, the food is going to be the highlight of it, obviously, but that whole experience contributes to my take on it. Cause, right. And you can have an off night, obviously.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's just that goes with the process, you know, we're a very forgiving community here in Southern Arizona.
You have
anyway,
to.
So what just arrived here before our very eyes? I mean, I think you know, an absolute treat for all the senses. This
Look
is what
that.
We're talking about when we're talking about Bavarian pretzels, and it's not one of these you know little hard pretzels that you get in the bag at Bash's. I mean, this is handmade, handcrafted, you know, custom intention Bavarian pretzels with the kosher salt, some herbs, beautifully presented with a side of this savory cheese sauce and some house-made stone ground mustard with champagne. This is a gorgeous, coming out on a beautiful board. This entire Bavarian appetizer, pretzel appetizer with a beer, any of the 28 beers, is only $5. I think the price of the appetizers, you know, normally is well beyond $5. So this is exactly what we're talking about. So before we bring on our next
guest, I'm going to post a photo of this on the Tucson Foodie Facebook page if you want to take a look at it.
Perfect. So we're going to see, going to go right to Tucson. We're going to go to Tucson Foodies Facebook page. You're going to actually get a gander at this gorgeous Bavarian pretzel that has sort of taken me over to the old world, as it were. You know, that's what I love about Noble Hops is you come here. It's a wonderful place in Oro Valley. It's a great setting. You're with your neighbors. But you get transported to the really to the communities of the food that is represented on the menu. So we absolutely love that. So we're going to take a picture of that. We're talking to Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie, our celebrity co-host for the full hour for this excitingly delicious broadcast at Noble Hops Gastropub. In fact, Tucson's first gastropub on the southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert. We're going to take a little bit of a break in about a minute and do a quick commercial. But when we come back, we're going to be talking to Matt McCullough of Finley Distributing, who has some bold things to share about what you can do with beer this season here in Southern Arizona. Don't go away. You're listening to On the Menu live here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. I'm back.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Noble Hops Gastropub right here up in Oro Valley here on the southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert. Having a great time with our celebrity co-host for the full hour,
Woo!
The Tucson foodie himself, Adam Lehrman. How are those pretzels looking? You haven't taken one bite of these.
Am I the only guilty one here?
Anyway, you know what? We're at Noble Hops, which means, Adam Lehrman, this is a place that's all about beer. I mean, you know, we're going to be talking to Eric Musselman about what it is, this whole gastro pub concept.
What does that mean?
There's a lot of people that call themselves a gastro pub when they frankly shouldn't. But, you know, you follow the leader, and Noble Hops has it down, and you can't have an authentic gastro pub without having a wide selection of suds. And, you know, there are a few people in this community who really know their way around those said suds.
I hear this is one of the guys.
And he's one of the guys from Finley Distributing. Matt McCullough's in the house.
G'day, how's it going?
What's going on, man? I mean, you're one of the busy guys here in this community, but, you know, I just want your job for like 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's a pretty popular job. I've been doing it for 5 years. I sell craft beer for a living every day.
I drink craft beer for a living every day. I mean, what a remarkable coincidence. Anyway, that's fantastic.
I'm not going to tell you where I live because I've got a big fridge stocked full of beer, and I don't want to share it.
Do you have a personal driver?
I wish I did. I just know my limits. Two pints of craft beer is about as much as you can handle.
You know, I would almost suggest that just your dialect comes with you know, this air of trust about you. I mean, I'm going to take every word you say, you know, seriously about beer because, I mean, what are you, from Toledo?
Southwest Toledo.
Southwest Toledo. Anyway, down under. So when you're talking to someone from Australia, you know, you certainly know your way around beer down there. You know, this is an authentic representation. What's going on here in Tucson? I mean, I woke up this morning. It felt like it was fall. You know, there was a cool breeze. You're getting that sense of the seasons change, and people are thinking about beers a little bit differently this time of year. What's moving at Finley Distributing? What beers are we talking
about? This time of the year, people are starting to drink different types of beer, like Oktoberfest beers.
Right.
They're starting to drink things that are a little heavier, a little darker. We've got a few really good examples here. One of the first beers we're going to try here, this is actually from Oscar Blues.
Oh, lovely.
It's the Oscar Blues Goodnight. It's an Imperial Red. Now, this is like a double hop red IPA. It's really tasty. Really chewy, really delicious.
Nice.
But you got to be careful because it's a creeper. It's about 8.5% alcohol. Okay,
that's the way to do it.
So, and hence the smaller serving size. And did you say this is called a good night?
Good night, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
So shouldn't we start with the good morning and work our way down?
No, it's the afternoon already.
Breakfast
you can have
champions.
A good night.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Double hopped IPA, classic IPA,
absolutely.
Double hopped. So, what are we talking about hopped and double hopped? Give our listeners a sense of what we mean by that.
Okay, if you're trying an IPA, an India Pale Ale generally has like a set amount of hops, a set amount of malts. If it's a double IPA, what they do is they use the same amount of water, but they double the amount of malts and they double the amount of hops in the batch. What that does is it creates a lot more of a... You get a lot more bang for your buck. You get a lot higher alcohol.
Yes.
But you also get a smoother, almost...
Exactly.
You know, you can drink a couple of these things, and
that's the most amazing.
It doesn't punch around.
Hoppy beer I've ever had. That's so creamy.
It's creamy, and it has a great finish to it. These beers are phenomenal with spicy food. So if you like Thai food, spicy Mexican food, this goes really well because it cuts through a lot of that spice.
The Oscar Blues, good night.
Good night.
Okay, so, Adam, you hit it perfectly. I was going to say creamy. You know, sometimes you get a double hop. Now, I'm a hophead, so I like them. But some people are kind of put off by something that might be a little bit too hoppy in the IPA genre. Mm-hmm. This is a double hop, so you got that lovely hop, but it also has a full sort of flavor profile that's not smacking you across the face with the hops. This is a great, and this is on tap right here.
Super balanced.
On tap right here, and it's available in cans down at your local supermarket.
Fantastic. So. You can come and have a glass of this good night with some of these Bavarian pretzels. Again, $5. Great place to start the tasting. Thanks.
I'm not into hop. I got to say, I'm not a super hoppy beer kind of guy, and you could drink this all day long. This is some good stuff. I mean, you might not want to drink it all day long because what might happen after you're done drinking. But
I'm going to rise to that
this
challenge.
This is tasty stuff.
I'm going to rise to that challenge. What a great place to start.
Excellent.
Where are we going next, Matt McCullough with Findlay Distributing?
What we're going to try next is a barrel-aged stout. This is the number one barrel-aged stout in the United States right now.
That's a bold statement, Matt McCullough. Yeah. The number one barrel-aged stout in North America.
It won a gold medal last year at the Great American Beer Festival. It's from Firestone Walker, which is the best mid-sized brewery in the United States right now.
You're
2 years
kidding.
In a row.
Wow.
You not?
Wow.
I want you to have a little sip of this. It's the Velvet Merlin, okay? Smooth, easy drinking.
A hush has rocked Noble Hops.
It's like a Dr. Pepper almost.
Smooth, not overly complex, but there's some wonderful flavors integrated in there.
Absolutely.
Dark, but not heavy.
Exactly.
You know, to find a stout that is just not like dessert. You could do this with a nice cigar when the sun goes down, but it's not heavy. It's not over-assuming. It's not punishing. It's a gorgeous stout.
It's a great beer. It's a really easy drinker. It's about, 5.5-6% alcohol, so it doesn't
Very
knock
nice.
You over. Yeah, you can have it with dessert. You can have it with a steak. You know, it's like a meal in a glass without being too heavy.
Yeah, this is gorgeous.
Tell me a little bit. What contributes to alcohol content when it comes to beer?
Okay, what really, the amount of hops and the amount of malted barley and hops that you put in there and the brewing time and the amount of time that you reduce the product will increase the alcohol content of it.
Okay.
If you have, like a Pilsner, for example, has really lightly malted barley, and it has a small amount of hops, and it also has a lower alcohol content when it's all said and done. So
yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that when Eric told me that you're going to be on the show, I was really glad to have you here because I think Findlay Distributing really represents some of the finest brands that are available in the craft beer world. And, a lot of people try to be Matt McCullough, but, and few have succeeded. But for you to come here and tell us a little bit more about beer is really an honor to have you here. So as we get deeper into the colder months, are we seeing people think, going from fall to winter, and we, might even see a little dusting of snow here on Push Ridge. And let me just say, the views of Push Ridge out the window here at Noble Hops, unbeatable. But are people, you're starting to think maybe more of these really ultra-high beers, like some of the, what am I thinking of, the, help me out.
Like your Imperial
Stouts. The Imperials, right.
Your Belgian beers.
Yeah.
People like to sit down
exactly.
with a big bottle of Belgian and, share it with your friends and family around the table. It does happen. As soon as the weather drops below about 70 degrees and stuff, people start drinking darker beer, a lot more darker beer.
Right. And so, do you think that the alcohol content goes up as the temperatures go down, or is that a myth?
Well, it's actually, people drink a lot of IPAs in the summer,
they
which
sure
are
do.
Pretty high alcohol content.
Guilty as charged, Matt.
And stouts aren't actually high alcohol, they're just really dark
this
beers.
This is a beautiful stout.
It's a good stout. The next one, though, you're going to drink a lot of porters as well, all the darker styles of beers. The next one we're going to try here is the Maui Coconut Porter.
Oh.
Maui Coconut.
I've actually been to the Maui Brewing Company in Maui. Maui is a gorgeous beer, and I think the one bit of news that I want to report is people hear coconut and they think ultra sweet.
Oh my God!
This is not a sweet beer. It's a suggestion. It's a nuttiness of the coconut. It's not a sweetness. Talk about this beer.
Yeah, it's kind of got like a toasted coconut flavor to it, And it does pair really well with desserts. But you could actually just sit there and drink a couple of pints of it. very easily. It's dark, but it's very approachable.
Yeah, this is, again, I'm a cigar guy, a gorgeous beer to have alongside a cigar. We have about another minute remaining before we go to our next segment. But
so what I like to tell people at this time of the year is, like, hey, don't let the color of the beer scare you. You know, a lot of people say, I only drink light beers. I'm like, well, hey, try something a little darker, a little heavier. Close your eyes and try a sip. You might find that you actually really enjoy it, because there are so many great beers that aren't bitter, that aren't heavy, that are really quite easy to drink, and very approachable for everybody.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Again, it's a little bit of a myth. You say, well, it's dark, it's going to be great. No, this is absolutely beautiful. Our big question put you on the spot.
Absolutely.
Of all the beers here, you got 28 on tap here at Noble Hops. What's the one beer that makes Matt McCullough smile the biggest?
Oh, I could go home every night to a pint of Velvet Melon, I tell you.
We did it. We tasted of the excellence of Matt McCullough from Finley Distributing. Great to see you.
Thanks for everything
that you and your company does in this community to keep hopheads like me alive and happy and well and smiling. It's always great to see you. Thanks so much.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Anyway, so we're going to ask you to take off your headset, and we're going to invite our next guest. Let's see how we can do this. This is live radio. So far, so good. No one's tripping. This is very exciting. Anyway, we've got another very exciting event coming up here in Tucson, Adam Lehrman, on September the 22nd, which is next Saturday out of the Casino del Sol. It's one of my favorite events of the year because I actually get to return as auctioneer and raise as much money as we possibly can for an organization that is near and dear to my own heart, and that's Tu Nidito. Does great things for children and families in this community.
You must be a natural
at that. How would you guess? But anyway, here to talk about, I think it's the 7th or 8th annual Tucson Ladies Council Fashion Show, is the co-chair of the entire event. The lovely Jennifer Coyle is here.
Welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I mean, we couldn't do this show without you. I mean, here we are a week out. I can't believe it's going to be here in another week. And you guys, the Tucson Ladies Council has made some changes. And this, I think, is going to be the biggest and best fashion show to date. Certainly a lot to having done with your leadership as co-chair of the event. But anyway, give our listeners a sense of what you have up your sleeve for next Saturday, September the 22nd.
Sure. Well, the Tucson Ladies Council is a group of 19 amazing women who work tirelessly the entire year to put together an amazing fashion show. It's next Saturday. Like you said, it's going to be a great fashion show. We've got great food. We're out at the brand new Casino del Sol Resort and Spa.
Beautiful place.
If you haven't been out there, it is beautiful. They've got a great pool, great restaurants.
They're like five restaurants out there.
Yes,
they do.
Yes, great restaurants. And a beautiful ballroom, beautiful setting for our fashion show next weekend.
And the theme this year, I think, is kind of fun because it's really going to open doors that we haven't seen open before. What's the theme?
Yes, the theme is Cirque du Couture.
How fun.
So it's a very Cirque-like, very dream, imaginative, very fantasy, a very colorful evening.
The acrobats?
We do. We have some great entertainment in store. Some wonderful women hanging from the ceiling and some hoops.
Wonderful women hanging from the ceiling, Adam Lehrman.
Can't beat that.
And hoops.
They got Bavarian pretzels, I'm there.
We've got some great contortionists, jugglers, great entertainment.
That's great. And really, the centerpiece of this entire event really is the fashion show. And I want to make sure our listeners know, when we're talking about a fashion show, this is a professionally produced New York-style fashion show put on, I think, by one of the best in the industry, Paula Taylor.
Yes.
You're going to see some fashions that you, frankly, have not ever seen here in Southern Arizona, you know?
That's right. There are a lot of fashion shows in Tucson, but our fashion show is professionally produced by Paula Taylor Productions. We've got great fashions from local boutiques, La Encantada Realtors, and great boutiques from Scottsdale, Phoenix, L.A., and New York.
And I think that's great to just kind of emphasize that this is not kind of a women's only event. I mean, I'm going because I'm auctioneering. I also am going because my wife, my beautiful wife who's sitting next to me, Nancy Russell, one of the charter members of the Tucson Ladies Council, works very, very hard each and every year for this event. But this is an event for guys and girls, you know, come out, guys' fashions, there's always, you know, something to see. But this really is also a food and drink extravaganza.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to minimize the value of food because it's a food show, Jennifer.
That's right.
Talk about the bill of fare for
what's going on food-wise.
Matt, we've got some amazing food and drinks in store for our guests. We've got global grazing stations. So we're going to have a lot of action stations with the chefs out there actually rolling the sushi. We've got Mexican street tacos. We've got some delicious gourmet mac and cheese bar with about three or four different options.
Oh, yes, please.
Who's doing that?
The food is going to be amazing.
Who's doing the mac and cheese?
The casino is doing all the catering for the food, and we've also got some great drinks on tap. Master mixologist Aaron DeFeo out at the casino has put together a great list of champagne cocktails for us, some other signature surprises in store as well.
And some great live auction items as well. What are the two top ones?
Matt, wait till I tell you about the live auction items we have. We've got a trip to the Masters golf tournament in Augusta, Georgia. We also have a package to the Kentucky Derby in 2013. So, Matt, we're so excited to have you back again for the eighth year in a row as our auctioneer.
Aw, shucks.
Yes, so we can't wait for that as well.
That's wonderful. We got about another minute and a half for remaining. We want to make sure that all of our listeners know exactly how they can get tickets for this annual Tucson Ladies Council Fashion Show, which is happening next Saturday, September the 22nd, out at the gorgeous Casino del Sol Resort and Spa. How can people get tickets?
Please call 520-322-9155. You can also go online to tunadito.org/TLC Fashion Show. The fashion show does benefit Tunadito Children and Family Services.
And talk a little bit about Tunadito while we have you here.
Great. Tunadito is a local organization that provides grief support to people who have come down with a serious illness or who are grieving the loss of a loved one due to a terminal illness.
Couldn't imagine a better cause to come out here and raise money and have a great time. You know, come out and stay the night, I would think. You know, what a great place to come out. If there are still rooms remaining, there may not be. But anyway, there's not. But anyway, get a driver, drive down to the Casino del Sol, and really experience a world-class fashion event September 22nd for Tunadito. Jennifer Coyle with the Tucson Ladies Council, always a pleasure to see you in the house, girl.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me.
We're going to take a quick Fox News break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, it's all about the food here at Noble Hops. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Noble Hops Gastropub.
That's right. Woo!
On the southeast corner of La Cañada at Lambert, and I have kosher salt just flaking down all over me. Sorry, it's a family show, Adam Larry.
That was a great event. Just breaking into that Baron pretzel.
You know, everyone here, now everyone knows Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie, by sight. Now they know him by sound because now your voice is already celebrity, right? That's the voice of the Tucson foodie, Adam Lehrman,
thank you
co-host for the entire hour. Again, we are here rocking it at Noble Hops with our great On the Menu Live special. You have another half an hour to take advantage of the goodness. It is, in fact, a Bavarian pretzel appetizer. And by pretzel, I mean these defy, you know, logic.
This is the size of a Sonoran dog.
Two huge Bavarian pretzels alongside this wonderful savory cheese sauce, this gorgeous house-made stone-ground champagne mustard, and a beer.
Any beer.
Any of the 28 draft beers of your choice for only
$5. $5.
$5. So anyway, you got about another 28 minutes now to take advantage of this special. But anyway, I don't even know how to even begin bringing on our next guest, because folks, there are a few folks in this town, I think, that are so creative, that have the business savvy, that have the food knowledge, that have an understanding for what the people want and how to give it to them at a great price and an experience that they will never forget. And it's almost like my heart begins to pitter-patter a little bit when Eric Musselman walks into the house and he's here right now.
Oh, well, that's big introduction to live up to. There's no pressure there. Right?
I mean, Eric, I mean, you know, we always, you know, one of the things that we really celebrate about On the Menu Live is we always tell the truth. And I love everything that you're about. Frankly, you and your brother Josh, I mean, I think everything you touch is for all the right reasons. And it's, you know, you've got these great ideas and great concepts, and you're always working on something. I mean, you got Noble Hops here, you got Vero Amore, you got two locations of Vero Amore, which we'll be talking about in a little bit. You know, and my sense is that inside your mind, you're already working on, like, concept number 15 and 16. I mean, how did you first come up with the idea of bringing a gastropub here to Southern Arizona? And please help us understand. Let's set the record straight, Eric Musselman.
What is it?
What in the world is a gastropub?
Well, pretty much, I mean, to answer the first question, how we started, we had the restaurant up in Dove Mountain. We live up in Dove Mountain. And when we would get off work, we'd want to go have a beer somewhere, and there was nowhere that we really wanted to go have a beer, honestly. You know, something kind of more our level, something that you could go relax, sit out on a patio, on a couch, look at the mountains, look at the sun, you know, look at the moon, you know, just beautiful kind of relaxing environment And, you know, so we kind of did it out of selfish reasons. We thought, hey, if other people like it, then, you know,
I love
that's
it.
Great too.
That works.
But, you know, we've always been into beer. My brother's a huge beer guy. He's been making his own beer in the garage and stuff for years. And traveling around, we travel a good amount. Bunch of gastropubs all over the country, and none have really hit Arizona yet when we first opened. There's a good amount now. I mean, people are kind of jumping on the trend, but which we think is great, by the way. And, you know, we want to do 28 beers on tap, never Bud Light, never Coors Light, nothing like that, all handcrafted, good quality microbrews.
We absolutely challenge you to find a Bud Light on draft here among the 28
never.
Taps.
It'll never happen.
But I'm sure they come in and order it.
They come in, and for that reason, we have it in bottles because, you know, there's a lot of people out here that's what they've been drinking for 30 years. They're not going to change now, and, hey, you know, right. We'd rather have them here.
Do you try to steer them to something?
We do. And we specifically train our staff how to do that. And, you know, if somebody wants a Bud Light or if somebody wants this, why don't you have them try this? And, you know, things like that. And we put certain beers on the beer list just for those reasons.
I think that's great. I mean, it's a moment of one of the things I love about your servers and your bartenders is there's an education component to coming to Noble Hops. And of course, when you're talking about this world-class cuisine that you have, and who thought that a beer bar would actually have food that tastes good? And you've got one of the finest chefs in the country, I think, here. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about him later. But I mean, you provide the opportunity to educate your customers on the lineup of beers and what beer might actually go good with this particular entree, what might go good with that entree, and help people experience a world of beer that they might not have known, and to move outside of that Bud Light mentality and say, you know what, this blonde from a local brewery actually has the flavors that I'm looking for, but it actually tastes like a beer should.
It does, yeah, and not only that, but you're also supporting the local community. You know, you're helping
right
out, not instead of helping out a big corporation, you're helping out your neighbor down
right.
the street who's doing this out of love and, you know, keep those spending dollars right here in Tucson, which
exactly.
is always great.
Exactly.
But and actually, you kind of answered the second part of the question, which is what is a gastropub? And that's what a gastropub is. I mean, people can kind of make their own definitions of it. But the real definition is it's a bar that has good quality food. Instead of your food that's dropped in a deep fryer, smothered in ranch dressing or marinara, you know.
Steps it up a notch.
Yeah, stuff that's been sitting in a freezer for a while. You know, this is all fresh, handcrafted foods that go well with our fresh handcrafted beers. So that's really our desire and what we're going for.
I love it. And I one of the things you told me a while ago is it's really hard to sort of be out there to say we have 178 beers or we have 176 beers, because the lineup of beers, frankly, changes not only every week but almost every hour. I mean, what's on tap now, you might switch out in a couple of hours. I mean, that's what a remarkable thing that is for people coming in. They just sort of never know what you got.
It is. And the funniest part is I don't know what's on at any given time. I mean, it's the same thing with me. I walk in and I look at the list and I go, oh, cool, we have that now? Or, oh, what is going on? You know, or I walk in and customers stop me and they say, hey, what do you have on tap that's new? And I go, I don't know. I got
to
go look.
I would just go to the chalkboard, start at number one, and work your way down.
There you go.
But can I just put in a request? I mean, you know, a little, I mean, I certainly have to wield some influence
anything
here.
Anything for you, absolutely.
I'm sitting with the Tucson foodie, so I've got to be of some import here. I mean, he doesn't hang around with any guy.
You're kind of a big deal.
Please never do anything with the good nights. Never take this off the menu at all.
That's a great
you like
beer.
That one.
This is a glorious,
amazing.
Glorious glass of suds. Anyway, so you guys have 28 beers on tap, but you also have well over 100, 150 beers by the bottle, which, again, represent the world of craft beer that you might not be able to get on tap, but you're introducing people to a world of new beer flavors in the bottle as well.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of stuff we can't necessarily get in kegs. Certain reasons. I mean, that Maui coconut porter that you were talking about, that you guys were drinking earlier, you couldn't get that on tap in Arizona at all.
You're
up until
right.
recently, you couldn't get it at all. I mean, they weren't even cans. And then recently, we're starting to get that kind of stuff. So slowly, as the craft beer market is kind of picking up, and it's hugely popular now, it's being more widely available, the stuff that we can get and the selection. So
I love it.
Eric, I'm curious. You have no competition out here, and not only just as a gastropub, as a restaurant in general almost. What would you like to see in this area?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much anything would be welcome. Some good sushi up here would be phenomenal. Some good, you know, Mexican food. Pretty much the sky's the limit out here. They're really, you're 100% right. We're one of the top five bars out here and one of the worst five bars out here just because there's really not that many, you know.
There's only five bars.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, anything out here I think would be a welcome addition. And Oro Valley kind of has a connotation of being a hard place to start a restaurant.
Why?
Which is true, because it's true. But at the same time, they're getting better. It's getting easier. And it definitely, you know, I'm living proof that it can be done.
Yeah. And when you say the sky's the limit, it's a great segue because I wanted to talk about your patio, which I think probably is now officially my favorite patio in all of the Western Hemisphere.
Thank you very much.
Because you have these unbeatable views of Push Ridge. You've got a great fire feature for when the weather gets cool. You got a great sprinkler speed feature for the weather's warm. But it's a huge patio, and you don't feel like you're in the middle of a thriving metropolitan. You feel like this is a place that you've just created for this experience. And you come out on that patio, and again tonight when the weather's cool, and you're drinking these beers and the open sky. I mean, I can't. This is the perfect place for this concept.
Well, thank you very much. And yeah, it's kind of funny that people will build their houses based on views, and they'll build, you know, they'll angle their, you know, construction a certain way so they capitalize on the views. But people don't really do that with restaurants too much, and I never understood that. So that's kind of what we tried to do.
I love it.
Said, hey, let's take advantage of these amazing views, and we kind of hijacked that. That was actually partially public area out there for the shopping center, and we talked to the landlord and said, hey, we want all this. And just kind of hijacked the whole thing.
And we're all glad you did.
Yeah.
We love
yeah.
it when Eric hijacks. That's great. Anyway, so, you know, this time of year also brings to mind a different kind of a culinary approach. You're thinking of the season, you're thinking of the time and the place, and you're getting you're sort of stepping back from some of the items that you had on the summer menu, and you're moving into fall. You guys launched a new fall menu here. We're going to be doing some tasting here in a couple of minutes, but give our listeners a sense of what the new fall menu looks here, and give your chef the props that he so richly deserves, because I think he really is one of the most widely celebrated culinary artists, I think, that we have in this community.
He is, yeah. I couldn't be more blessed or fortunate to have the chef that I have, Angel Fabian. He's opened, he was an executive corporate chef with Fleming's for a while. He opened the Wynn in Las Vegas, right. Got handpicked, worked under Daniel Boulud, who's one of the top French chefs in the world.
Wow.
And just has an amazing palate, an amazing sense of what tastes good together, what complements each other. We're doing beer dinners every single month, different craft breweries coming in, and we're pairing dinners every month.
Really?
They've been selling out very, very fast.
I did not know about that.
If you go to our Facebook page or the website at noblehopspub.com, you can get on our VIP list that'll tell you about those and what's coming up. But he's just amazing, and he wanted to bring out some new ideas. He's always thinking of new stuff. So if it were up to Angel, we'd change the menu every month. I mean, he's constantly doing new stuff.
Have you considered brewing your own beer?
We have, actually. We were working it out next door to actually brew our own beer here. We're looking at locations. That's always kind of been my brother's dream. So it's just a matter of finding the right place and getting it going. And hopefully within the next year or so, we'll be doing that.
Great.
That's great.
Yeah. But so a little bit of the menu. I mean, the selections that we have out here. People are wanting sandwiches. You know, we want to make the people happy. That's really the ultimate reason we're here. We're here for the customers, because without them, we have nothing. People wanted sandwiches. We kind of did our own take on a few. We did, the one that you're actually sampling right now is our grilled cheese one. And if you look at the cheese on that, it's kind of a browner color. The reason that is, it's actually a porter-soaked cheddar cheese. Yeah.
It's, of course it is.
Kind of how they do with wine and stuff. This has actually been aged in porter.
You've got to
Which
be
porter?
Kidding.
Yeah. I don't know. We don't do it ourselves. We bring it in.
Okay, so when you say grilled cheese, this doesn't look a thing like a grilled cheese. Gorgeous ciabatta bun, it looks like.
No, in fact, I just posted a picture, too.
And, you know, it's so the description is it's a porter beer-soaked cheddar cheese accompanied by an olive oil roasted tomato salad with a smoked Spanish aioli. And it's, you know, kind of different than your typical grilled cheese. Mm. We actually take the cheese and grill it itself instead of grilling the whole thing together, because then it's just so greasy.
That's the first thing I was going to say. You've got the freshness of the bun. It's still pillowy. It's still a little bit, there's a little bit of the resistance on the bun. When you grill that, it's gone. It's just a crunch, which for a typical grilled cheese is okay, I suppose.
Absolutely.
But there's nothing typical here at Noble Hops.
No.
You're changing up a classic comfort food item, and you've taken it to a whole nother level with this gorgeous grilled cheese.
Delicious.
Creamy.
Glad you like that.
Are you guys making that bread in-house?
We actually get it locally made. All of our – we use local products whenever we can. Our tomatoes are local from Wilcox. Our breads we get locally. Everything we can get, we can support each other. That's what we're going to do. You know, local beers, local food, anything we can, we do.
That's the way it always is and always should be here. That's part of the culture here at Noble Hops, really.
It is, and at Vero Moria as well.
And with the Brothers Mussman, that's what it's all about. And again, a gorgeous side of greens. Looks like it's done with intention. It's not just throwing some spring mix on a plate and saying, here's your salad, house-made chips,
yep.
Just beautiful. Got a lovely crunch, and you got some Parmesan cheese on the outside here. Kosher salt? Or
it's a kind of Angel's Secret little... I don't know.
We tell no secrets. Yeah. We tell no secrets on the radio.
It has a few different spices in there, though. Just say.
Beautiful. All right, so that's my new favorite grilled cheese.
Awesome.
That's
it. Glad to hear it.
That's
there's none better.
Where are we going next?
All right, so where do you guys want to go from here?
You tell me. We're in your
head. What's the salmon?
The salmon is a miso salmon. Angel wanted to do something different. We had a salmon dish before, which was actually very, very popular. This was kind of a hard decision because people didn't want us to change it. But basically, Angel wanted to change it up, do a miso salmon. So we have a wild Alaskan salmon. Actually, one of our customers lives up in Alaska and comes down here, and he offered to send us as much salmon as we want that he catches fresh.
You gotta be kidding
me. So this is actually real fresh-caught salmon. It's not, you know, farmed. It's not frozen. We get shipments from him regularly. And what we do with that, we did a miso glaze with some sticky rice, red miso, broth, tofu, brunoise vegetables, you know, kind of a little bit Asian flair to it,
right.
But, you know, not over the top, not anything crazy.
It's beautiful. The presentation, again, it's and I think it's one of the things that sets you guys apart. The presentation is gorgeous. You've got this, I mean, it's almost like this pedestal of sticky rice that's sitting in this lovely miso broth with the tofu. And this salmon. This is a beautifully rich, real salmon. And you can really, let's be honest, you can taste the difference between the real stuff and the stuff that pretends to be real. This is absolutely beautiful. Adam Lehrman, I mean, I've caught you with your mouthful.
Beautiful piece of salmon.
Yeah, miso here. Really,
skin,
really light.
Skin on the bottom.
Skin on the bottom, some herbs on there. And that miso is just beautiful. A little,
rice,
bit, little bit of the, you know, a little bit of the brine, a little bit of salt. It's gorgeous. Yes, please.
whether you're coming off the golf course or just coming in late night or early night, early evening for a snack, or a full dinner, that's a versatile dish.
Exactly.
Yeah, and after the gym, we've actually kind of partnered up with Oro Valley Fitness across the street to try to make really healthy, good-for-you stuff, good protein that you can eat when you get off. So we've been very, very well supported by them. They come over here. We put stuff just on the menu, which has, you know, low fat content, high protein, good for you, real quality food.
I love it. You know, there you go again, thinking creatively. That's what it takes to, you know, survive. Anyway, we have got about another minute remaining before our trivia question. This is a work of art,
so
my friend.
Last, Angel wanted to make a hummus. Makes it from scratch. We actually, you know, do it with the grind the chickpeas up. He adds, again, some of his own little spices, but there's fresh garlic in there, olive oil, tahini, fresh squeezed lemon juice, you know, and it just stuff that we like, that we hope other people like. People were kind of asking for more stuff that they could share easily. So we've done a few more things as far as that goes, along with the sandwiches and stuff like that, but also stuff that's easy to pass around.
Roasted red pepper, it looks like, some spring mix, a little vinaigrette, a very healthy amount of hummus on this board.
It's good hummus.
Looks like it's freshly piped in, so there's an artistic quality to the presentation. It's not just a slab of hummus. Anyway, the grilled cheese, which is redefined grilled cheese now.
That's the favorite.
This miso salmon with the sticky rice and this house-made, beautifully intentioned and thought out hummus with these Kalamata olives, roasted red peppers, and these pita triangles. Just beautiful.
Everything's worth the trip out here.
Fall
Absolutely.
Menu is alive and well here at Noble Hops. Anyway, so we've got millions of listeners all over the world that want to know exactly what it's going to take to come in here and experience Noble Hops for themselves. And we want to give away a Noble Hops gift card right here, right now, for the first person that calls in with the right answer to this question. Eric, hit it.
How many Bavarian pretzels have we sold since we opened our doors in May 2011? That's total pretzels.
How many pretzels has Noble Hops sold since May of 2011?
So that's two per order.
Two per order.
Two per order. We're talking individual pretzels.
Individual pretzels, which you said is the size of about a Sonoran dog. Anyway, these are beautiful pretzels. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Noble Hops. Southeast corner of La Cañada and Lambert, just having a great time rocking and rolling with our celebrity
co-hosts,
Adam Lehrman, the Tucson
Foodie.
Do I have to call you Mr. Foodie?
Whatever, and I'm two beers in now, I'm whatever you want to call me.
That's what happens. Well, speak for yourself. I've got some empty glasses here. But anyway, we have, you know, some callers have called, and they think they know the answer to the question. And the question of the week is, how many individual Bavarian pretzels has Noble Hops sold since they first opened in May of 2011? The number to call is 880-KNST-880-5678. We're going to go to line one and say hi to Chris. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. 620.
620, Eric.
620, Kussman. A little bit higher.
A little bit higher. Well, yeah, a little bit higher. Anyway, Chris, thanks so much for listening. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We're going to say hi to Jan. Hey, Jan, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good. What's your answer?
Mine is 10,000.
10,000.
Oh, Jan.
That's big, but we're actually more than that.
More than 10,000 pretzels,
than
Eric Busman. Jan, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We're going to see if Damien has the goods. Damien, what's your answer?
I'm going to say 32,000.
32,000.
I wish.
I'm going to hang out with Damien. He knows his pretzels.
Business is good, but not that good.
Anyway, so 32,000 pretzels is a little high, Damien. But anyway, thanks so much for listening, and thanks for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. How many pretzels has a Noble Hop sold since they first opened in May of 2011? Now, I think the closest answer that we've had so far is 10,000.
Yep.
Eric Musman actually gave our listeners a hint and says, you know, we're probably north of 10,000. Damien said 32,000, which is way high. And we're going to see if Chris knows the answer to the question. Chris, what say you?
How about 20,000?
He's Chris, 20,000.
It's in between 10,000 and 20,000.
Okay, well, got to nail it. Anyway, it's in between what?
10,000 and 20,000.
It's in between 10,000 and 20,000. That opens up a line, 880-5678, 880-KNST, for a chance to win a gift card to experience Noble Hops for yourself. Anyway, that's a lot of pretzels that you guys have been making.
Absolutely.
Great. We're going to talk to Tony on line three. Tony, what's your answer? What's your answer, Tony?
27,000.
Oh, 27,000. No. Well, he obviously just turned on the radio. But anyway, we always appreciate a new listener.
You know, Noble Hops is not – you got to give them credit. Not only do they put out an amazing pretzel, but you got to give them credit for tracking that they've actually sold this many pretzels.
Yeah, we keep track of everything.
Whose job was it to go? Anyway, Jan's going to tell us how many pretzels they've sold. Jan, what's the answer?
15.
The answer is 15.
15,418 is right on.
Jan, you nailed it, my friend.
Oh,
nice
thank you.
Work. Well, let me say, have you ever been to Noble Hops before, Jan?
No, but I've been in that area.
So
you're stalking us.
No, I'm not stalking you.
I appreciate you're listening to the show. Congratulations. Now, look, I don't want you to hang up because our board operator is going to get all your information, and it's going to be our privilege to send you a gift card to experience Noble Hops. Now, Jan, when you come redeem this gift card, I want you to ask for Eric Musman by name. Tell him that you're the guy that heard him on the radio, and he's going to make sure that you have an unbelievable experience. Thanks so much for listening. Don't go away.
Okay.
Anyway, 15,000 pretzels, Eric Musman.
15,000, and all of those are made in Germany. I mean, these are the real deal Bavarian pretzels. We don't make these here. We don't bring them in from some company. We import those from Germany regularly.
That's
and they've had to up their production actually just for our restaurant.
And this is it's a full-on pretzel. I mean, you make a commitment. I mean, this isn't just, you know, having a couple of pretzels, you know, before you move on to, you know, four more courses. This is a beautiful place to begin the evening.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah,
it's
beer and pretzels go together phenomenally.
They
so
sure do.
We had to do it, and
much better
it,
than beer.
Right.
Much better than beer and ice cream.
Yes.
So anyway, we want to definitely pay our some attention to your other concept, Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, which is true and authentic in every sense of the word. You guys had a little news development happen a couple of weeks ago. What's happening?
We did. We actually moved our very first location out of a 1,200 square foot place into an 8,000 square foot place temporarily while we're building our real restaurant. So that's down at Plaza Palomino, in Fort Lowell and Swan. We just did that last week. Things have been going great over there, and construction's underway for our new spot, which is going to be phenomenal. Again, you know, we're certified pizza, one of the first in the whole country,
right?
The first one in Arizona. We make our mozzarella cheese by hand every day, import our flour and tomatoes from Italy, and all wood-fired, no gas, in a wood-fired oven that we imported from Italy as well.
Now, I can't imagine what that must have been like, moving that pizza oven from location A to location
B. Horrible, horrible. Yeah, it weighs 5,000 pounds. We have to bring it by forklift, have to take out all the windows, the whole storefront, wow, counters,
wow,
everything just to get it in there and drive it in by forklift. So, no,
and I just want everybody to be clear that I know that they're doing some major construction in Plaza Palomino, but you guys are indeed open.
We're definitely open, yes, and easily accessible from where we are in the shopping center over there. But, yeah, Plaza Palomino is up and going, and they're doing a lot of nice things in the center, really bringing it up to date, and it's going to be beautiful.
I love it.
Done.
Love that part of town. Great location. Full bar over there in the new space?
Full bar, absolutely.
Full bar
and
Vero Amore
patio seating.
I love it. Anyway, so veroamorepizza.com, I think, for all the information.
Absolutely.
We want to encourage all of our listeners to join their very large and active Facebook community, both at Vero Amore and at Noble House, because you're going to be the first to hear about all these great specials, all these great menu changes, the beer dinners that you were talking about. Once a month, there's a different beer maker dinner that you tee up here for all of your guests, and I think that you've created, I think, a destination place here. It's not just about great food and great beer, but it really is it's an experience for every sense. And like Adam Lehrman said, from the moment you walk in the door, it's so important to be treated like family, and I think we feel like we're members of the Mussman family already.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Anyway, so we got one more minute left. How can people find out more about you, Eric Mussman?
So you can go to our website. The Vero Amore one is www.veroamorepizza.com. Noble Hops, you can find it at noblehopspub.com. And find us on Facebook and follow us. Go on our VIP list for free beer on your birthday if you join the Noble Hops one. We're just starting that up right now. And lots of good drink specials, lots of good new things coming up that we'll let you know about. And we also, you know, I like to say we don't really oversend emails. I kind of hate when you sign up for an email list and you get five of them a week, you know. We send one a month, a couple a month, keep it real light.
You're definitely respectful. Anyway, Eric Mussman, one of my heroes from Noble Hops Gastropub. Thank you for everything you and your brother have done in this community. And my good friend, Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie. What a pleasure
good
to have
to be
you
here,
on
Matt.
The show.
Very good to be. Thanks for having me on.
Look him online, Facebook, Twitter, at Tucson Foodie. Anyway, Matt Russell broadcasting live from Noble Hops. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, we're at onthemenulive.com. This entire show is going to be available for you to listen to beginning next week. Anyway, we are out of here. Have yourself a great weekend. Bear down, Arizona, boys and girls. Have a great weekend.